Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into a really interesting insight. It comes from a source called Urban Real Estate, A Slow Ascent. And our mission really is to unpack just one key sentence from it. Commercial real estate sees slow recovery in urban centers.
Yeah, it sounds simple, but there's actually quite a lot packed in there.
Exactly. It seems concise, but it says so much about our cities right now. Let's get into it.
Definitely. That single phrase, it sort of sets the whole scene, doesn't it? It gives you the status of a huge part of the economy and, you know, the places we actually live and work.
So we're focusing specifically on commercial real estate, so not houses or apartments, and how it's doing in urban centers.
Yeah.
Why is that distinction commercial so important here?
Well, commercial property, we're talking offices, shops, warehouses, that kind of thing. It's directly tied to business activity, much more so than residential.
Okay.
And seeing it recover slowly in urban centers, well, that's significant because these centers are usually the economic powerhouses.
Right, the engines of the region.
Exactly. And the phrase itself, slow recovery, or like the title says, a slow ascent, that tells you it's not bouncing back quickly. It's more of a gradual climb.
Which makes you wonder, why so slow? What's behind that specific pace?
And that connects to the bigger picture. These urban centers are usually, you know, the hubs for culture and the economy.
Yeah.
And that core idea, the slow recovery, it's not just like a dry observation. It implies a specific path forward, not a quick rebound, but this gradual, maybe difficult climb.
So it really forces the question, what does this pace, the fact that it's slow, actually mean for these cities?
Yeah, when you hear recovery, you kind of automatically hope for things to snap back fast, right, to how they were.
Totally, like V-shaped recovery or something.
But the source makes a point of saying slow. So what are the real implications of that slowness for, you know, commercial property in cities today and looking ahead its future?
It must mean the factors causing the downturn aren't just vanishing overnight.
Precisely. That emphasis on slow forces us to look at the underlying reasons. It suggests that whatever hit the sector, maybe shifts in work habits, online shopping, interest rates, you know, those things have deep roots.
So it's not just a temporary dip.
No, exactly. It makes us think more about resilience, about adaptation within these urban areas, rather than just waiting for things to go back to, say, 2019.
Right.
For anyone watching, it signals this is going to be a sustained period of adjustment. Things are changing.
It feels like you can almost see that happening on the ground, can't you? You walk around downtown areas.
Yeah, you see the for lease signs.
But maybe also some new things popping up, different kinds of businesses trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Adapting. It really highlights this ongoing shift. It's not static.
So if this recovery is slow, kind of drawn out, what does that mean for the city itself, like its finances, tax revenue, public services, that sort of thing?
Oh, that's a huge implication. A slow recovery, especially with high vacancies or maybe lower property values for a while, it directly hits the city's wallet.
Through property taxes mainly.
Yeah, property taxes are often a massive chunk of city revenue. If that income stream is weak or grows slowly, it really constrains what the city can do. Funding schools, transport, parks, basic infrastructure, it all gets tighter.
Which forces them to get creative, I guess.
Absolutely. It pushes cities to innovate. Maybe they need to look harder at converting empty office spaces into housing or really foster those mixed-use areas where people can live, work, and, you know, hang out all in one place, make the urban core more resilient overall.
So wrapping this up a bit for you listening, what's the main takeaway here? We started with that one sentence. Commercial real estate sees slow recovery in urban centers.
Yeah.
And we've kind of pulled apart the key bits, commercial, urban centers, and especially slow recovery.
I think it's just a really good reminder that even a short phrase, a quick observation, can hold a lot of weight. Mm. It prompts you to think about these deeper, gradual shifts happening around us, things that are reshaping our economy and, well, how we live.
Okay, so here's something provocative for you to think about after this. If this ascent, this recovery for urban commercial real estate, really is slow, a long-term adjustment over years, maybe even a decade or more, how might that fundamentally change what our cities are for, how they function, what their identity is, and even just what it feels like to live in them in the future?